2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 14. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. That is, at peace with God. Peter clearly is addressing believers. Dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, to what? To the new heaven and the new earth, the home of righteousness. Writing to believers, addressing them, dear friends, the ones who are looking forward to the eternal glory to come, the home of righteousness, the new heaven and the new earth. Since you are looking forward to this, because you are, he writes to them to make every effort and so on. Now we must be clear here. He is not writing to unbelievers, urging them to make every effort to be spotless, blameless, and at peace with God. He is writing to dear friends, to true believers in our Lord Jesus Christ. Read the letter through again and see. He's writing to men and women who have that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, been brought there by God's grace, repent to their sins, and trusted Christ, and are washed in his precious blood. And he writes to them, you are expecting, you are looking forward to the new heaven and the new earth, the home of righteousness. The unbeliever's not looking forward to a home of righteousness. If he was, he wouldn't be an unbeliever. He'd be looking for righteousness now. He has nothing to look forward to in this regard, but a fearful looking forward to judgment, the wrath of God, and eternal damnation. It's the believer that Peter is writing to. And the words of this discourse, my words, are primarily directed to the true believer, the brother and sister in Christ. And in the words of Peter, so then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this home of righteousness, this everlasting bliss, this new heaven and new earth, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with God. Now I know that you are already spotless, blameless, and at peace with God. As a believer, I'm with you in this. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5:1. As believers, we can say there is therefore to us now no condemnation because we are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Later in that same chapter, we can say that nothing and nobody can raise any accusation against us, for we are in Christ, and Christ died, yea, rather that he is risen again, and is even now seated at the right hand of God. You and I, brother and sister, we can say, Hebrews 10:10 and Hebrews 10:14, by one offering, Christ has perfected us forever. He's presented us faultless in his presence. You and I can agree together, Ephesians 5:25 to 27, that Christ gave himself for us, that he might present us faultless, spotless, without stain, wrinkle, or any such thing, in the presence of God. We have this by faith. We are truly positionally sanctified. We are truly and fully justified in God's sight, righteous in the righteousness of Christ, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. My Saviour's obedience and blood hide all my transgressions from view. Romans 5:1. Romans 8:1, later on in that chapter as well. Go on to the 20s and 30s. Hebrews 10:10 and 14. Ephesians 5:25 to 27. And so on and so on. So why does Peter say then make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him? Because he's talking here about progressive sanctification. The growing in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. That's exactly what he says at the verse 18. And what are you saying here? You are justified. You are positionally sanctified. Now live it out to the glory of God. Of course, From other scriptures, I can say to you, we have the Spirit working within us. This is the new covenant, enabling us to live to the glory of God, moving us to do so, enabling us, motivating us, stirring us, quickening us to do it. But here is my responsibility, brother. Here is my responsibility, sister, and yours, to make every effort in our daily lives to shun sin and cultivate grace, godliness, and holiness. How do I find the standard for that? Look at the Lord Jesus Christ. And where do I find him? In the Scripture. Look at his commands. Look at his teaching. Look at the apostolic commands. Look at the way they use the old covenant and nuance it and use it as a paradigm to bring in, to give me examples how to live and so on. The whole Scriptures, all Scriptures given by inspiration of God, profitable, useful to us. Sanctify them through thy truth, Jesus said. Thy word is truth. So the call here is for the believer to live out his justification, to live out his positional sanctification by his progressive sanctification. We're not saved by our works, but we should be rewarded for them. We are positionally sanctified by faith in Christ, but we are progressively sanctified by faith and obedience. It's James chapter 2 again. That's the word for you, brother. That's the word for you, sister. Don't play fast and loose with Scripture. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and likeness to him. Is there no word here for the unbeliever? Of course there is. This is what you need, friend. For the unbeliever, there's this word you need. You need to be spotless. You need to be blameless. You need to be at peace with God. And the moment you're at war with God, and God is at war with you, you're not spotless, you're spotful. You're not blameless, you're blameful and blameworthy. You're under the wrath and condemnation of God. You're far from at peace with God. You're an enemy of God and at enmity with God. Close in with Christ. Be washed in his blood. Be clothed in his righteousness. And you too will be at peace with God. That's the word I would apply to you. A word for believers here to make every effort. But for you, look to Christ and be saved. These people, the believers, have looked to Christ. Now they must make every effort. But before you make every effort, make sure you're in Christ. And you're in Christ by looking to him by faith. That's the word then. Whoever hears me, believer or unbeliever, the word is to you. For the believer, you are in Christ, now live it out. For the unbeliever, if you would see this home of righteousness, if you would avoid the everlasting wrath of God, you must be in Christ. Then you too will be spotless, blameless, and at peace with God. And then the word will apply to you. Being found in him like this, now live it out. But before you can live it out, you must have the experience within. That's the word then to us today. Since then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this new heaven and new earth, this home of righteousness, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. An unbeliever, remember, to get to the home of righteousness, you have to be in Christ. For the judgment of God is there, and everlasting damnation awaits you if you are out of Christ. Then come to Jesus now. And those of us who are in Christ, may we show it to the world by our lives, to the glory of God, even this day and every day. Amen.